He scoured the room with his eyes, piercing everyone, almost piercing the walls as well. The mask accentuated his stare, as did the black lines around his eyes. The brim of his hat cast a shadow that made the whites of his eyes stand out even more. He halted, then reached for his coat pocket and people flinched. He held up a rolled-up poster and let it unfurl noisily in his hand, revealing the mugshot of a criminal, Old Mad Jack, the ominous word, wanted, and the prize of 100 coils beneath. Cold, hard coils traded for the cold, hard dead. "This man," he said, his voice muffled by the mask, yet not muffled enough to hide the grit. "You seen him?" He prodded the paper with his dust-covered finger, the kind of finger exposed almost constantly to the sand and the sun, the kind of finger that spent a lot of time on a trigger. Most heads turned away. A few braver souls gave the slightest shake of their heads. There was no one brave enough to talk. The duck shuffled up to the coil hunter's foot and gave an ominous little quack. A puff of dark smoke came from a vent on the left side of the coil hunter's mask. No one knew why. On the other side, pipes connected the mask to a cylinder on his back, where he also kept a strapped guitar and a four-barrel shotgun. "You see, I know this man came this way, and there ain't no other rum hole for miles. They say Old Mad Jack's a drinker, and I say a drinker cannot pass a rum hole without popping in for a drink." The barmaid tensed up at the bar, polishing a dirty glass a little more vigorously than before. "So," the coil hunter continued, "let me repeat this, and let me tell you that I don't like repeating things. This man. Any of you here fine fellas seen him?" Three men playing cards in the corner exchanged nervous glances. The coil hunter caught him and strolled over. The duck stayed where it was in the center of the room, watching everyone. "You boys," the coil hunter said, gesturing with the chin of his mask to them. "Good game, is it?"
Just a game of Don,"
the oldest replied, the cards trembling in his hands.
"You want in?"
the youngest asked. The others scolded him with their eyes. The coil hunter drew real close, close enough that they could see the cracks in his weathered skin. "I want an answer to my question." He hammered the poster onto the table, over the cards. Old Mad Jack stared up at them. "Get a real good look-see, and each of you tell me one by one that you ain't seen him before I put his ugly mug down on this table." The youngest looked like he was about to say something, only the stares of his companion stopped him. The coil hunter placed a hand on his shoulder and turned his chair around. The youth held up his cards before him like a shield.
"You look like a smart boy," the coil hunter said. "The kind of boy with a good memory and a good eye. Maybe a good eye for faces. Maybe a good mouth for speaking who those faces are."
I might have...
He cut himself short, silenced by the glances of the others.
"Where's your manners, boy? You're talking to me. You look at me."
He gestured with his hand toward his own grim eyes. The exhaust in his mask let out another menacing puff of smoke. The young man looked back, keeping his cards up. They wouldn't help him.
"I ain't got all day," the coil hunter told him. "You ain't got all day either."
He's out back.
The coil hunter smiled. He knew they could not see it behind his mask, but they could see it in his eyes.
"He ain't out back,"
a voice said from far across the room behind him. As the coil hunter turned, he saw Old Mad Jack standing behind the bar, rifle in hand.
"He's right here,"